Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
A lot changed on Instagram in 2023, from Reels views dropping by 76% on average, to the invention of new features like Instagram Notes, the removing of features like guides, and so much more. This past year was definitely filled with lots of changes on Instagram. And it seems like every single year there's more and more and more big changes that completely alter the way we use the app. And in 2023, we saw Instagram come out with an entirely new app, Threads, in order to compete with Twitter. And so with all of those changes in mind, in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you my 7 Instagram predictions for 2024. Once you hear these predictions, you are hopefully going to be able to make better content that gets more views, more engagement, and hopefully creates more of an income from you from Instagram in 2024. If you haven't already, I highly recommend checking out the episode that we released just a few weeks ago, recapping my 2023 predictions and going over what I got right and what I got wrong. But if you don't have the time to listen to that, I will recap it for you and give you the summary, which is that I got most of those things right. I don't say that to toot my own horn or to brag or boast. I say that to give some credibility into what predictions I'm going to be sharing with you today. Also, in case you have no idea who I am or why you should listen to my 7 predictions, my name is Brock Johnson, and it's my job to help other business owners and creators grow on Instagram. We've helped over 40,000 students within the Insta Club Hub, and we have hundreds of members with over 100,000 followers. Personally, I have over 600,000 followers, and I am now a consultant for Meta, which means that I oftentimes get the inside scoop on the products or features that they are working on or in the process of launching. So yes, it is fair to say that there is some insider information that is backing up some of these predictions I'm going to be making today. Before we hop into the predictions, though, there's one thing that I think we all need to understand, and that oftentimes the changes that happen on social media aren't necessarily decisions being made by the executives and the teams that write the code for the algorithms. Instead, usually what's happening is changes in user habits and consumption behavior. Basically, things change on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram way more because we change as people. Our preferences change, the way we consume things change, the type of content that interests us or that captivates us. That's what changes, not necessarily the algorithms on the back end. Typically, it is user behavior that then influences the algorithms to slightly change or adapt in order to better serve us what we want. If it was the other way around and it was the algorithms that were always changing, it wouldn't work very well, or at least it wouldn't last very long, because the algorithms would be changing into what they want or what the coders want or what the computer wants, and we as the consumers wouldn't really enjoy consuming content. We wouldn't enjoy being on these platforms. We wouldn't be on for very much longer. We would either go to a new platform or get off them altogether, and it just isn't a good business model. So that's why almost all social media, believe it or not, primarily changes and primarily runs itself based off of consumer habits and what we, the general population, the general public, want. Before we get into these 7 predictions, I do want to let you know, if you're an Insta Club Hub member, I have already shared these predictions in depth inside the club, so make sure to log in there to check out your full predictions. We released that like a week or two ago. But without further ado, prediction number 1 for 2024 is the rise of long-form, slow-paced content on Instagram. And when I say long-form, slow-paced content, I'm referring to Instagram Reels and Instagram Stories that are not the brief 7-second super quick, but the longer content. The videos that are 45, 60, even up to 90 seconds long. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Instagram gives us the ability to post reels in 2024 that are longer than 90 seconds. And the first clue that helped me create this prediction was that Instagram at the end of 2023 started to give us some insights and some statistics so that we could track our own watch time and view duration. So we could see how long is someone watching our reel for on average, and we could even see a line graph of showing like, hey, when are most people watching? When do most people drop off? And that sort of thing. And that tells me that that's something that Instagram wants us to pay attention to. And I think that's something that Instagram wants us to pay attention to because that's something that they are paying attention to. A big change in the Instagram algorithm recently has been that it's paying more attention to things that directly impact watch time rather than things that are secondary indications of watch time and view duration. Let me give you an example. In 2018, 2017, when saves first came out on Instagram, they were hot. And if you were getting a lot of saves, you would most likely get a lot of views. Your posts on Instagram would be pushed out to a lot more people because they had a lot of saves. And that's because at that time, Instagram was essentially thinking, well, if this is getting a lot of saves, then it must be a great piece of content that people are spending a lot of time with, and so let's show it to more people. But as time has progressed, and as marketers like us have kind of gamified the system and figured out these algorithm cheats and continue to tell people, hey, you gotta get a lot of saves, you gotta get a lot of shares, etc., Instagram has had to continue to adapt. And basically what they've learned is that those forms of engagement, whether it's a save, a like, a share, or a comment, doesn't necessarily directly mean that people are spending more time on the platform. If I did have to rank all of those forms of engagement, I would say that a share is the best form of engagement, and even Instagram CEO has said this himself recently, and that's because shares do make people spend more time on the platform. If someone is sharing your reel into a group chat or with their partner via text or with their business Slack channel or whatever, that literally brings people off of Instagram back to Instagram. And if they're sending it on their Instagram stories or they're sending it to their friends in the DMs, that keeps people on Instagram. So if there was one form of engagement that does most heavily equate or most directly equate to an increase in view time and watch duration, it would be a share. However, the change at Instagram that is really fueling this prediction is that Instagram has stopped caring so much about those forms of engagement, which basically are engagement means more people are watching. And instead, Instagram is like, let's just see how long are people watching? How much time are people spending with this post? Are people directly consuming this content for a longer amount of time, regardless if they're even liking it or saving it or commenting on it? And this is something that we've seen to be true on TikTok and on YouTube as well. Speaking of TikTok and YouTube, in the past year, in 2023, we saw the rise of long-form content happen on those platforms, and that's part of the reason that I think it's going to happen on Instagram as well. On TikTok, in 2020 and 2021, everyone was posting super short, 7-second videos. Oftentimes, they were dancing or highly entertaining or funny, the voiceover lip-sync style content, but as the general consumer habits have changed on TikTok, TikTok has embraced long-form content. And nowadays, if you scroll through your TikTok For You page, or if you're someone who regularly posts on TikTok, you will most likely see that longer-form content, I'm talking 2, 3, 4 minutes, is doing better on TikTok. TikTok also gave us the ability to post up to 10-minute videos onto our TikTok page, and so that's another indication that TikTok is favoring long-form content. Let's shift gears and think about YouTube for a second. Longer videos for the last few years have been performing better on YouTube. That's been widely documented. A lot of people have talked about it. But one thing that's changed even recently at the end of 2023 is the pacing within those videos. So I'm not just talking about the length of the video overall from start to finish, but how long is each clip? How long is it between each cut or transition or effect or change? If you have ever watched a Mr. Beast video on YouTube, you've most likely seen this style video that's very almost Las Vegas casino-like in that there's lights flashing everywhere and there's lots of changes and cuts and edits and there's always something stimulating you everywhere you look. But even Mr. Beast recently has admitted that he and his team are testing out slower-paced content. Content with longer durations before each cut, edit, or change. Content that is even less edited, so it's more authentic, more genuine, more off the cuff, and less scripted or perfected the way you would see it on TV or a movie. And so since we've seen that change on TikTok, and it's been very well received, and we've seen that now happening on YouTube, I think the same is going to be happening on Instagram. I wouldn't be surprised if Instagram allows us to make reels that are longer than 90 seconds long, and I also predict that those longer form reels with less editing, that are more off the cuff, direct to camera, less polished and refined, are going to be doing better in 2024. And then the one final reason that I predict this to happen is that you have likely seen, especially if you've been heavily using Instagram recently, the very popular style of Instagram reel where it's like 5 or 6 seconds long, there's a trending audio in the background, and the reel, the actual video itself, just has a hook, something that like grabs your attention. And then like 2 or 3 seconds later, there's some text that pops up and says, read the caption or details below. And then the thought here from the person who's posting it is that you're going to spend a lot of time reading their 3 or 4 paragraph caption. And during that time it takes you to read it, their view duration is going to keep going up. And those 4 or 5 second reels are just going to keep looping over and over and over again while you're reading the caption. And while that is true, and that does work on paper, and that does work actually in practice right now, I think that the general user habits or the consumption habits of the average Instagram user is going to get smarter, and we're going to start to recognize these things as annoying, as gimmicky, as maybe even spammy. And so people are going to make it a point of not engaging with this style content, and thus that style content is going to perform much, much worse in 2024. I was actually recently at a conference speaking, and I asked the audience about this. There was about 500 people in the crowd, and I asked them to raise their hand if they enjoyed that style content, the content that was super quick and just had a hook and then told you to read the caption, and then raise your hand if you don't like that content. And it was an overwhelming 98, 99% of people said that they're annoyed by that kind of content. They don't like it. They don't want to see it. It feels gimmicky and spammy. And so that is also fueling this prediction as to why I think in 2024 on Instagram, we're going to see the rise of long-form, slow-paced content. I also think that for all of our mental healths and our ability to focus and not just be craving endless amounts of quick dopamine hits, I hope that this is going to be a beneficial change. My second big prediction for Instagram in 2024 is something that you might not love hearing, and that is that I predict there's going to be a bigger view gap or a bigger difference in views between the top 5% of content and everything else. So if you were posting reels when they first came out in 2020, or even in 2021, beginning of 2022, you likely saw a pretty consistent average of views. You might have the occasional video that does great. You might have a video every once in a while that does far below average, but for the most part, everything stuck to the average. And maybe even you were getting a high amount of views compared to your followers. Like, I know a lot of people, for example, only had a couple hundred followers at that time, but they were averaging a few thousand views per reel. And let's just think about it for a second. That's not realistic, pun intended. That's not something that's going to be sustainable, right? Like, if you have 200 followers, it's very, very challenging to consistently get 2,000 views, because where are those extra views coming from? Of course, as people are posting more content, as more people are posting reels in general, there's less views to go around. And so that was just never going to be something that was sustainable. But as 2023 progressed, we started to see that your average views decreased. And in fact, the average Instagram reel views in 2023 compared to 2022 were down by 76%, which is a crazy number, a super high number. But I predict that in 2024, we're going to see more of the same, and this kind of view gap is going to be getting even worse, where if you post 100 reels, 95 of them are going to do below your average from 2023, and your top 5 or your top 5% are going to do far above your average from 2023. So that gap is really going to be widening. And I think the biggest difference between that top 5% and the other 95% is, of course, going to be the overall quality of the reel. I think that over the past few years, a lot of us have been kind of, let's call it, getting away with half-assing or creating C-plus level, average, good enough style reels. And listen to me right now. If you're someone who's just getting started on Instagram, you're new to social media, you're still trying to figure this whole thing out, that's all you can do right now. I don't expect you to, in your first ever post, create an A-plus reel. All you can do at the time is create reels that are good enough. If all you can do is create reels that are a C-minus level, create C-minus level reels and keep doing that, keep practicing, and you will get better over time. But right now I'm speaking to the people who have been creating reels since 2021 or 2022, and your reels today pretty much look like the same that they did 2 or 3 years ago. You haven't improved. Your quality hasn't gotten better. Your content hasn't progressed with the industry. And so it's no secret, it's no surprise that you're going to fall behind. And just as much as I'm challenging you, I'm challenging myself right now to consistently improve your quality. And I think there's 3 main ways that you can improve the quality of your reels. And really, this is going to be a way that you can improve the quality of any of your content on social media. But the first strategy is to improve your hardware. So your camera, your microphone, your lighting, your studio, your backdrop, all of those sorts of things that make up the visual and audio components of your reel. Those are things where you might want to take them up a level goal in 2024. And that could be as minor of a difference of using your back camera on your phone, which is a higher quality than the front-facing selfie camera. That could be something minor like buying a $15 microphone off of Amazon so that your audio quality for your reels is better. That's the first strategy. The second strategy to improve your content is improve the back end. So improve the editing, the transitions, the filters, the effects, the overall attention retaining qualities that a video or that really any kind of content could have. And then third and probably most important is improving your overall strategy. A lot of people fall victim to using outdated strategies, ineffective strategies, or strategies that are just kind of ill-informed because of the person who is sharing them maybe doesn't have the best intentions or the best background or knowledge, whatever. No shade towards them, but I think a lot of people end up using strategies that they expect to make a big difference. And even in the best case scenario, those strategies are only going to make a small difference. I'm looking at you, hashtags. And those strategies are exactly what we share in the Insta Club Hub. We share the most up-to-date strategies that are proven to work, not based off our best guess, not based off what works for us, but what works for our over 40,000 students. Go ahead if you want to join the Insta Club Hub. Click the link down in the description below or visit instaclubhub.com and you can join for 2 weeks for just $7. And if after those 2 weeks, you're not satisfied, you don't like the club, you don't think that it's valuable enough, or you don't think you're going to use it, then by all means, you're welcome to cancel. Or you can stick around and attend our live trainings that my mom and I do every single month inside the club. You can get our 10 weekly trending audios. You can get our hundreds of reels ideas and hook ideas and story ideas and all of that provided in the club. Again, instaclubhub.com, link down in the description below. You can join for 2 weeks for $7. But all this to say, I think that improving your quality in 2024 is going to be a massive difference maker. Gone are the days of just posting whatever you want or posting what everyone else is doing and expecting to get good results. There's too much competition, and competition breeds quality. So as time has progressed, as more people are posting reels, as more reels are being posted in general, the overall bar has been raised, and it's time to increase our quality if we want to maintain our views in 2024. My third Instagram prediction for 2024 is that less is more in almost all areas. Let me explain what I mean by that. First, I think that less is more in terms of followers when we are talking about brand deals, partnerships, and that is because of engagement rate. So let's break this down. If you are someone who has 100,000 followers because you had some reels go viral back in 2022 and 2021, well, then in 2024, your engagement rate is likely very low. Your percentage of people who are engaging with your content is likely going to be below 3% on average. But if you're someone who just started a brand new account, let's say at the end of 2023 or maybe even the beginning of 2024, and you only have a couple hundred or maybe a few thousand followers, it's likely that your engagement rate is going to be much higher. And that's because you have less followers, and those followers are newer followers. They've been following you for a shorter amount of time, thus meaning they are more likely to see your current content. And from a brand perspective, when I compare two people, I would much rather work with someone who only has a few thousand followers, but those followers are really engaged and really active, rather than someone who blew up a few years ago and has a few hundred thousand followers, but their engagement rate is very, very low. So if you're someone who wants brand deals and partnerships in 2024, but you're feeling bad because you have a relatively low following, I think some good news is that less might be more. Having less followers might lead to more engagement rate, which means you can get brand deals and get paid for posting content. I also think that less is going to be more with your Instagram stories, where in the past we have seen that Instagram stories was a competition for who could post the most. If you were posting a bunch of Instagram stories every single day, your little story bubble was moving back to the front of the queue and you were racking up more views. And there are definitely still some people who I can think of off the top of my head who post 20, 30, 40, 50 stories a day, and their story views are very high. They've trained their audience to expect that and to want that, and that strategy does work for them. However, I think for the majority of us, we're going to see that you're getting more views on your stories when you have less stories posted or you're posting less frequently. Personally, over the last 4 or 5 months of 2023, I've started to test out this strategy where I'm only posting stories at most 4 days a week, so every other day, but really I'm posting stories maybe only 2 or 3 days a week. And I've seen my stories absolutely skyrocket in terms of the views they're receiving. I've seen my views increase by 5x over the last few months by posting far fewer stories, but being way more intentional with each story that I post. rather than just showing every single thing I'm doing in my life, documenting every single moment of my day, every thought, every video, every rant, everything posted on my story, I'm being very intentional and asking, is this something that is going to stop their scroll? Is this something that's going to grab their attention? Is this something that's going to entertain, inspire, or educate? And if not, then I'm probably not going to post it on my story. I also think that less is going to be more with your Reels views. And this has actually been true for a while, but I think some people maybe haven't understood this in the past when I've spoken about it. It will still be true, in my prediction, in my opinion, that the more you post, the more you grow. There have been numerous studies that have been done that have proven that as you increase your feed posting frequency, so your Reels, photos, and carousels posted to your feed, as you're doing more of that, your following grows. However, what a lot of people don't understand with that principle or with that strategy is that oftentimes as you increase your frequency, as you're posting more, your engagement and your views decrease on average. That is true. And that's oftentimes what scares people. And it sounds contradictory, but as your engagement and your views go down, you are going to be gaining followers because you're making up for that decrease with an overall posting increase. So for example, if you used to only post once a week and that one post would get 100 views, then you got 100 views for that week. But now you increase it to 3 posts a week and each of those posts is only getting 40 views, well then theoretically your views are down on average by 60% per video. But when you look at your total views for the week, you're at 120 total views, which is up 20%. And so even though your individual post engagement has gone down, your overall account interactions has gone up and that leads to more account growth. That is still true, and I do think that's going to continue to be true in 2024, but what I think a lot of people are going to start to realize, and a strategy that a lot of people are going to embrace in 2024, is really decreasing their posting frequency, down to maybe only 1 or 2 times a week when they used to post every day, or someone who used to only post once a week is now only going to be posting 1 or 2 times a month. While, like I said, I don't expect this to be a very good strategy for growth, I do expect this to be a great strategy if you just want views. If you want your active, existing, current followers to see what you're posting, then it would behoove you in 2024 to post less frequently. Less is more, less posts is more views, less followers is more pay. That is my third prediction for Instagram in 2024. My fourth Instagram prediction in 2024 is that we are all going to be much more intentional with who we follow. And let's finish that sentence with who we unfollow. I think that a lot of us have this feeling of spending too much time on our phones, not wanting to be addicted to Instagram, not wanting to be addicted to this little tiny metal rectangle in our pocket. And so we're realizing that over the last few years, especially in 2020 and 2021, where we kind of had nothing better to do, we were locked inside, and we started following a lot of people, now we're going to be like, wait, why do I still follow this person? Why is this person still showing up on my feed? Why did I choose to follow this person 3 years ago? I haven't liked anything or seen anything since then. I'm just not into it anymore. I'm in a different stage of my life. I'm into different things and different interests and passions and hobbies. So I think we're all going to be much more intentional with who we're following. Depending on what study you look at, the average person on Instagram follows about 250 people. And so I expect that number to go down in 2024 as people start to look with a more critical magnifying glass at every person they follow. And they're only going to continue to follow the people who really serve them, who really provide value, who really entertain them or captivate them or inspire them. And first, let's view this as the consumer. I think this is a good thing. Less time on our phones, less time on social media, less time consuming content that doesn't serve us. I think that's great. As the creator, be it the entrepreneur, the business owner, the content creator, the brand trying to grow on Instagram, whatever, you might initially think that this is a bad thing because you're going to have less people following you and more people unfollowing you. You might see it's harder to grow on Instagram in 2024 than it is in the past. I think that's probably going to be true. But I think that might be a good thing because you're going to have followers who are intentionally following you. I would much rather have 8 followers who love me than 80 followers who are like, meh, his content's okay. I'm not really that into it, but I'm going to keep following him just because I feel bad unfollowing. I'd much rather have 8 people who are like, yes, liking every post, saving every post, commenting on every post. That would be much more beneficial for me as a content creator and as a business owner than having a bunch of lukewarm followers. I want the super hot followers, the followers who are on fire for me and my content. And I predict that that's what we're going to see happen in 2024. Prediction number five for Instagram in this coming year is that we're going to see more private spaces for community and for close friends. And we've already started to see this kind of dripped out and leaked out and tested here and there at the end of 2023. Instagram has been expanding the close friends feature, which used to be just a way that you could basically make a list of people who follow you and who you follow back, who are, you know, mutual friends. You could make a list of them called your close friends list, and you could post stories for only them to see. Previously, that was the only thing that existed for close friends. But now we've started to see Instagram test things like a close friends feed, where you can post to your feed for only your close friends to see. Once you've added them to the list, then they can see that feed post, that reel, whatever it may be. We've also seen close friends group chats and close friends broadcast channels so that you can communicate within private messages, private message boards with just this close-knit community. We've also seen Instagram test things like subscriber-only broadcast channels, private member group chats, and things like that, where really Instagram is doubling down on these small close-knit communities, these really intimate, engaged, connected cohorts of people. Rather than just appealing to the masses, they've been allowing us to really appeal to the minority, appeal to the select few who we choose to appeal to. And I think there's lots of marketing potential in this. I've seen lots of people use their close friends' stories and their close friends' feed to really sell high-ticket products or to get in front of a select group of people who are highly engaged, and I think that can be effective. I do think that for the average person who uses Instagram as top-of-funnel marketing and is just trying to get more eyeballs and more attention on their account, I don't see these close-knit communities and close friends groups as a way to grow your following or necessarily boost your business and your sales. But if you're someone who sells something that's very high ticket, very expensive, something that requires a lot of personal touch or something like one-on-one coaching, then I could really see these smaller close-knit communities being very useful for building those relationships and building that trust, which could eventually one day lead to a sale or a customer. I also think that Instagram is going to continue to give us more of these features and more ability to, you know, follow our friends and connect with the people who we know in real life, because that's what people are asking for. And a lot of people say that that's what they miss about Instagram nowadays. You scroll through your homepage and you see every other post is an advertisement or a recommendation or someone you don't know or don't follow that Instagram's like, hey, you might like this, you might want to buy this. And while there were things that were released in 2023 that allowed us to control our feed and only see a feed in chronological order, or only see a feed that was full of the people who are our mutual friends, I think that not a lot of people have used that feature. And I think that in 2024, Instagram will give us more features and continue to really emphasize the fact that we, as the consumer, have a decent amount of control over what we are seeing in our feed, in what order, and whom is showing up. And so I think that in 2024, Instagram is going to just continue to emphasize that and make that a point of focus on their platform. My sixth Instagram prediction for next year is one that I probably want more than anything else, and that is increased spam protection and detection. We have seen at the end of 2023 a few things that have helped. Instagram has introduced a new filter within your comments section where you have the ability to hide certain comments. So rather than deleting them or reporting them or blocking them, you can hide them so that the general public can't see those comments and only you can. And Instagram and the algorithm has even gone a step further into trying to detect what is a spam comment and then hiding said comments. I will say it has been not the best so far. For every 100 spam comments I receive, maybe 6 get hidden automatically by Instagram, and the rest I have to manually go in and either delete or hide. But Instagram has started to hint at some new features that they're going to be rolling out in 2024 to allow us to detect spam followers and spam engagement. And there's even rumors that you're going to be able to, with just a few clicks, remove all of your spam, inauthentic, or robot followers. And I think this is going to be a really interesting shift on Instagram in the coming year as we see people's followers drastically decline as they start to use this feature. We start to see people who maybe bought followers, whether intentionally or accidentally, unknowingly, in the past, suddenly remove 20,000, 40,000, 50,000 followers like that. And it will be really interesting to see how people, the average consumer, responds to that. Do we now not trust this person because they suddenly lost a bunch of followers? Or do we trust them more because they were honest enough to remove the fake followers that they maybe purchased in 2014? Also, for someone like myself who has 600,000 followers, a lot of my followers probably are robots. I've been on Instagram for so long and I've had so many posts go viral that it's pretty likely that at least a decent percent of my followers aren't real people. I have never bought followers or anything like that, but it's very possible that there's a lot of spammers and bots who followed me over the years, and maybe those accounts aren't active anymore, or they're just not used, or whatever. They're just still following me. And so if I'm to use this feature, I'm curious myself to see how many followers do I lose? And then the next step after that is not just what does the public opinion think of that, but what does my Instagram account, what does my performance, my views, my engagement look like once I remove these fake followers? Because it does make sense mathematically that as you remove these fake followers who do not engage, your engagement rate goes up. If I have 100 followers and get 10 likes, that's a 10% engagement rate. But if I then remove 20 followers who are all fake followers and they're spam, now I have 80 followers and I'm still getting those 10 likes, my engagement rate has just increased. So now if my engagement rate goes up, am I now shown to more of my real followers? Do I now have more organic reach to people who don't follow me yet? It'll be really interesting to see how Instagram's algorithms keep up as we remove and detect these spam fake followers. My seventh and final prediction for Instagram in 2024 is what I'm calling the YouTubification of Instagram. You might not have ever tried to grow on YouTube before. You might not be familiar with YouTube strategies, but on YouTube, the idea of growth hacks and ways that you can trick the YouTube algorithm is far less prominent. Don't get me wrong, there are definitely best practices. There are definitely strategies to help you get more views. There are definitely things that you should do or should avoid doing in order to grow your YouTube following. Don't get me wrong on that. But it's different than on Instagram. On Instagram, it seems like everyone is always chasing after and coming up with new hacks, new tricks, new outlandish strategies and myths in order to boost your views and increase your comments and trick the algorithm into showing you to more people. But that's not necessarily always the case on YouTube. On YouTube, if you make a great video that's highly engaging and people want to watch it and they keep watching it, you will be shown to more people. And again, I understand there are things like a thumbnail and a title and SEO that contribute to this, but overall, Instagram is much more gimmicky, and the way people try to grow on Instagram is much more reliant upon the newest, latest hack and strategy and thing to try out. And I don't think that's going to be the case in 2024. I'm sure there will still be plenty of people who do search out these things. However, I think that the people who are having the most success are the people who are not reliant upon these things. And to take it a step further, I think that the algorithm is going to be much quicker to adapt to these gimmicks and hacks, thus making them far less effective. Let me give you an example. In the summer of 2022, there was something called the 1 second video strategy, where you could take an infographic or a picture, something that wasn't a video, and you could make it into a 1 second video. You could either just screen record your phone for a second or pull it into Canva and then export it as a 1 second MOV file. But then when you posted it to Instagram, Instagram thought that it was a video, but because it was only 1 second, it would just play over and over and over and over again with nothing really changing, nothing really happening. But the idea was that people would take a lot of time, or at least a few seconds, to look at the photo or to read through the infographic or to read through whatever it is you typed out on the text. And because of that, the 1 second video would have like a 1700% watch rate. Because if someone watched it for 17 seconds, essentially that 1 second video played 17 times over and over again. That was effective for probably about 3 or 4 months. People were getting 4, 5, 6, 10 times the amount of views that they would average on a normal video on these 1 second text post videos. But like I said, that only worked for a few months, and then the Instagram algorithm changed and it stopped being as effective. It doesn't really work nowadays. If you try it, you're probably not going to see that great of results. And that's because essentially what they most likely did within the algorithm is made it so that they weighted the total watch time over just the watch percentage. So yeah, you could get 1700 watch percentage, but if that 1700% only represents 17 seconds, is it really that valuable? But again, that took a few months. And so my prediction in 2024 is that these sorts of gimmicks, these sorts of little hacks are going to be much more few and far between when they do work. And when they are effective, when they do start to pop up and people start using them, they're only going to be effective for a few days, maybe a few weeks at most, before either the consumer habits pick up on that and people are like, I see what's going on here. I'm not going to engage with this. Or the algorithm is smart enough to figure out like, hey, I see how someone's trying to trick me. I see what's going on. I see how people are trying to gamify the system and cheat the system here. And then they're going to either adapt the algorithm and change, or that is not going to be a style of post that is allowed or promoted or pushed out anymore. I think the YouTubeification of Instagram also relates all the way back to my first prediction, which if you can remember that long ago, my first prediction was that long form, slower content was going to be more effective on Instagram. Again, that's something that we've seen happen on YouTube. I think that's something that we're going to see happen more frequently and more pervasively on Instagram as well. I would love to hear your thoughts on all of these predictions though, so please let me know, what do you want to come true? What predictions do you have? What predictions are you already going to call me out and say that I am going to be wrong about? Let me know. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe. We've got some exciting things planned for this podcast in 2024, and I will see you in the next one.